Hey, friends, and welcome to season 3 of A Meaningful Mess podcast. I'm so honored that you decided to listen, and I hope that you enjoy what you hear. I'm your host, Andy McNair, and I'm a wife, mom, blogger, author, and passionate educator that believes in today's learners. I'm so glad that you found the podcast, and I can't wait to share manageable and meaningful ideas for you to utilize in your classroom and beyond. My hope is that the ideas and strategies shared each week will help you find meaning in your mess. After you listen, please feel free to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast with anyone that you think might find it helpful. You can also connect with me over on my website at andymcnair.com, on Twitter at McNairAN3, and on Facebook and Instagram at A Meaningful Mess. Thanks for being here today. Let's get started. Welcome back to A Meaningful Mess podcast. You're listening to episode 44, and this is something that I've kind of been thinking about often, kind of had on my mind, and finally found time to write about it on my blog. You can always find my blog over at andymcnair.com and just click on Andy's blog. Super easy to find, right? So usually that's what happens is I'll have an idea or a thought, and I will blog about it. And then like to hop on the podcast and share it as well. And so that's exactly what I'm doing today. And what I want to talk about today is just purpose within our classrooms and how purposeful we're being. I can remember when I was in a classroom, there were so many times that I felt tired and run down and like I wasn't sure that what I was doing was meaningful for my learners, if it was affecting them. And I think the more that I felt that way, so on those days when I went home and I just wasn't sure if what I had done had left an impact, I just wasn't super motivated, right? I wasn't jazzed about going back the next day, and it just made my job harder. And I began to realize that the more I focused on purpose and the more I focused on making learning meaningful for every learner that walked through my classroom door, the better I began to feel about each day. I began to have more energy and be more excited about being at work. And of course, that was just because I was seeing a return on my investment, right? I was seeing the work that I was doing pay off. And we all know that as educators, that is our goal, right? To see the learners that we're working with make progress, to see them make connections, to see them learn those life-ready skills that we know that they're going to need beyond the walls of the classroom. And I think all of that kind of centers around one word, and that word is purpose. Purpose should drive everything that we do in the classroom, and it gives both ourselves as educators and our learners a reason for the work. So the definition of purpose, if you look it up in the dictionary, says the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. And I think sometimes our learners, even if we as educators know the purpose, I think sometimes they don't know the purpose. And the same thing happens to them that happens to us. When they don't know why they're doing something, they become unmotivated, disengaged, all of those words we would describe to use many of our learners right now. So the reality is our purpose has to go beyond because it's included in our list of standards or because it's on the test. Instead, the purpose has to connect to life beyond the classroom. So I think we have to ask ourselves, how can our learners apply what they're learning to their right now? I say that often. We can't connect to their later. They have to be able to connect to their right now. So this is important for us to consider as we're designing an experience, but I don't think it's necessary for us to make the connection for them. You guys have heard me talk about the importance of letting our students drive, and that as a result of that, there are several things that happen. Our students become more determined. The learning becomes relevant. They become independent. They find value in the learning and they become more empowered. All of those things are very important. Definitely things that we want to consider. So, I don't think it's necessary for us to make the connection for them. Instead, I think we should challenge our learners to consider how they will apply what they've learned. In other words, you've learned this, we've gone over it, you've understood it. Now, what are you going to do with it? As always, I think the question then becomes, how do we do this in a way that is both manageable and meaningful? How do we help our learners make connections and find purpose in a way that is manageable for us as educators and ultimately meaningful for them as learners? So most learning experiences start with an objective or a statement that clearly defines the desired outcome. I think objectives are important. I think they're a good idea, and they help us as educators identify a target that we're trying to hit, right, through the learning experience that we design. However, objectives are rarely personal for our learners, and making it personal means making it meaningful. So we have to go beyond just them coming into the classroom and seeing on the whiteboard, this is what you're going to be able to do when you leave class today. It has to be, this is what you're going to be able to do today. Now you have to make the connection to how you're going to utilize this skill, this concept, or this idea. So how do we do that? I think this can be achieved through encouraging our learners to create something called purpose statements. And this would happen, I think, at the end of a learning experience. So I almost see these as bookends, right? You have your objectives at the beginning of a learning experience, purpose statements at the end of a learning experience, both holding the learning in place, if that makes sense. So I'm not going to lie, you guys, you know this about me. I like for things to be simple. The easier, the better. And that's the whole purpose behind things being manageable, right? How can I do this so that it's not a ton of extra work for me? But just like I talked about at the beginning, I want to have a return on my investment. I don't want to spend my time designing this experience, giving my learners this concept, idea, standard, and then it not paying off, them not be able to do anything with it. So sometimes the most simple tasks can be the most meaningful, and they're always the most manageable. That being said, I think purpose statements can be as simple as asking our learners to complete this statement. You guys get ready. This is it. It's really not that hard. Today I learned blank so that I can blank. Right? It's like they're taking the objective, what did you learn today, and thinking beyond the walls of the classroom. So how can I use this in my athletics? How can I use this in my art? How can I use this in whatever it is that they're interested in or whatever they do beyond the walls of the classroom? If they can make a connection to that, that's the sweet spot of education because they begin to connect to it and it will stick with them. The so that part of this statement is most important. Remember, the statement is, today I learned blank so that I can blank. That so that part is the connection between what they've learned in the classroom to what they experience beyond the walls of the classroom. Like I said, a learner so that might connect to sports, media, art, or something else that they see as a priority or an interest. The reality is that if we can help them realize how they might utilize what they've learned in a real way, the learning will be more meaningful and, as I said earlier, more likely to stick. So purpose statements can be written or documented anywhere, right? You might have them have a slide deck that they're constantly updating. And then when they've, mid-year or end of year, look back at those slides, look back at those purpose statements and say, hey, look at all of these things I'm able to do because of what I've learned. So it helps them see, I'm not learning something just for the test. Is it going to be on the test? Yes. But how does it connect to me? So giving them that opportunity to acknowledge all that they are able to do because of all that they have learned. So I want to just ask you to consider that. I mean, it's something really simple that you might have to give your students 2 or 3 minutes for, tops 5 minutes. And it's one of those things that could be consistent. It's a form of reflection. So they know at the end of every learning experience, I'm going to be given the opportunity to reflect through a purpose statement. I'm going to take that objective a step further, and I'm not just going to consider what I've learned, but I'm also going to consider what I can do with it. So what do you think? Could you take things to another level by adding purpose statements to your daily routine to make learning more meaningful? I think it's something to consider. I don't know the impact that it's going to have for sure. I don't know what that's going to look like. I would love to hear from you if you try this and you start seeing your students make more connections, or if you think of another way to make this happen. I think you could also do this on Flipgrid, right? Every day, have your students just hop on and within 1 minute say, "Today I learned blank so that I can blank." And then you have this entire montage of videos of all of the things that not only they are learning, but the things that they can do with what they've learned. So I would love to hear your comments. That's what I was saying, and then got sidetracked into Flipgrid. Over on my blog, this blog post is there, the things that I've just shared. And again, you can go to andymcnair.com. And then visit Andy's blog and just leave a comment. Just look for the blog post entitled Purpose Statement and let me know how it's going. I would love to hear from you for sure. So this was short and sweet, but again, it's something very small that I think can have a very big impact in your classroom. So thank you so much, as always, for listening to today's podcast. I look forward to learning with you again next week. Always so thankful to the Meaningful Mess community for just being willing to learn together, connect, share. Such an exciting time in education to create sustainable change. So thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you soon. You guys have a good day. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to learn with me today. I absolutely love this community and enjoy sharing and learning with you. Check out today's episode notes by swiping up in most podcast apps. If you'd like to learn and connect more, you can follow me over on Twitter at McNairAN3, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Meaningful Mess. You can always find tons of resources, inspiration, and information over on my website, andymcnair.com. Be sure to check out my blog, Genius Hour resources, and so much more. Enjoy the rest of your day, and as always, I hope that today's episode has inspired you to find meaning in your mess.